Hi there, Jose. This is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director. Thank you for holding. Lulu wanted me to get on the line here to get you the details of our service and, of course, to answer any of your questions. To apply as well a reduced rate for your company. Now, I do have your file here in front of me. Happy Thursday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Good.
Good?
Yes, good.
Oh,
Okay.
good. I'm glad to hear that. So, I'm sure that you use Google yourself. You probably are familiar too with the different places that a business can appear on the first page, right?
Sure. Yes.
Yeah. Now, I know that Lulu does a good job of outlining at least the basics of our service. Did you have any questions for me at this point? I mean, other than price?
No, I'm good. No question.
No questions. Okay. So with the new business name, this would brand your business where people would be able to see you and pick up the phone and call you directly. They won't need to already know the name of your business. And of course, a website's going to be included. With the reduced pricing here for your company, brand new with the business name, we're putting in a new business rate then. You're going to save $300 every month, and it's going to bring your rate down from what would have otherwise been $599 a month to a fixed flat rate of just $299, okay? And that $299 would be the exact amount, so you're not paying for a lead or chasing that lead down. When someone needs your services, they'll see your business, see your website that we'll build, and then they'll pick up the phone and they'll call you directly. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's simply a flat rate, and it would always be that exact amount, big jobs or small. Now, we are looking to find the right company, just one company that we can work with. Is that something that you would want for your business, that first page placement and the phone calls that you would get?
Yeah, that'll be good.
Yeah, I mean, Google it, right? It's what we say and it's what we do and it's where we go when we don't know who to call. And certainly with the rebranding of your business with a new business name, you'll be on Google and Bing. You'll have a Yelp listing, a fully optimized Facebook page for your business, Super Pages, Manta, almost 70 different destinations and directories, all of them equally important, talking about your services and your service area, linking back to your website and to the verified listings on Google and Bing. Now, this is also going to include paid Facebook or Meta ads. That's going to get you found very quickly throughout that entire 30-mile radius. Now, I know that you don't have photos or you don't have a website yet, but do you have photos of some of the work that you've been doing, like before and after photos?
Yes, sir.
You do. Good. We'd sure like to build that website for you. Now, I'm going to include a website at no additional cost, meaning we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, include it at no additional cost. And that means that for any of the services that you provide, whether it's kitchen and bathroom remodeling or roofing or whatever it might be, your business will pop up on that first page, get those calls directly to you. And of course, you aren't paying for the lead. It's just that simple flat rate, that $299. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, it is a month-to-month service. There's no long-term contract. How would you want to take care of that first month? Is that MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What's going to work best for you, sir?
I have a Visa, but so it's going to be $299 flat rate a month, every month.
Yeah, it's an exact amount. You save $300 off the normal cost of the service without any discount. I mean, it's $599 listed on our website, but we would reduce the price because your business name is new. We're going to put in for a new business rate here. That is the lowest rate that we offer to the public. It's a promotional rate for a young business, but it is not an introductory rate. So It'll never go up. It's a fixed flat rate. It's exactly $299. No taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. And again, you're not paying for the lead, the click, the call, or the job. You do 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month. It's the same flat rate. You're not going to pay a percentage of your profits either. It's just exactly $299. Now, one thing that Lulu attached here, and I think she found it when she was looking for your website, is an Angie Leads or Home Advisor profile. Now, I know that's a very different service. You pay for every lead, whether you get the job or not with that. Is that a service that you're using currently? Are you paying for leads right now?
Well, I drive on Angie Leads, but I haven't used it yet.
Oh, okay, so you haven't used it yet. Well, the real cost of that service is not in the signing up. It's actually in the lead fees. And for the bigger jobs that you do, you're going to pay a big lead fee. You might be paying $80 or even $100 or over $100 per lead. The same lead that you would be getting would be sent and sold to 6 or even up to 8 of your competitors. So kind of hard to maintain a high conversion rate, and of course you're still expected to pay for every lead. Those lead fees do add up pretty quickly. So for just the cost of maybe 3 or 4 leads that you'd be getting and paying for with Home Advisor, you'll have the entire month of programming onto that first page of Google. So you're going to reach a much larger target audience. Not everyone uses Angie Leads or Home Advisor, but you know, pretty much everyone uses Google. If they're not using Google, they're using Bing, the other major search engine. You'll be branded there as well. Any business, any device, I should say, that can access the internet, laptop, tablet, smartphone, PC, even vehicles with internet access, voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, of course, Siri on a smartphone. As long as they're in that service area, they'll be able to find your business and call you directly. Now, not only is the initial construction of the website included, the hosting, maintenance, and even updating of that website is included in that $299. So you can always send us more photos of new jobs that we send you. We can always add more photos. There would never be any additional costs for us to update your website. In fact, there would never be any additional costs for anything at all. It is an exact amount, that $299. Now, it is offered month to month. There's no long-term contract. Of course, that means you can stop at any time for any reason. No questions asked or fees involved. You can pause it if you get more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation. You can even pause the service seasonally. But as long as you're a happy, satisfied client using the service, it is just that fixed flat rate, and you can stop at any time.
What about the logo? So I don't have your logo yet.
Yeah, if you don't have a logo, I was going to say, I mean, we are going to put you through to a client interview technician. We'll set up a call with one of our technicians to get all the information that we need to build out your website. So hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc. You know, what's unique about your business, if you want to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. I mean, it's really the best of both worlds here. You've got a new business name, so we're putting you in for the lowest rate, the new business rate, but you also have, you know, decades of experience. So we can talk about that experience. People will know that you're the guy who's been doing this type of work, quality work, for a long time, the guy that they should trust, the guy that they should call and hire. And then, like I said, if you don't already have a logo, we will create one for you with your suggestions. We'll take care of that in that follow-up call with that client interview technician. Now, what I would do now, just to get a little bit more information from your business, it is Northwest General Remodeling and Construction LLC. Is that how you want the business to appear online?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And then is the phone number that we're speaking on the same one that you would want your customers to call? And is it also the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and it 206-627-9732.
Yes, sir.
Is that a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on that number?
Yeah, it's an iPhone.
Oh, it's an iPhone. Great. Yeah. Now, most of the time, you're just going to get calls directly to you. Both residential and commercial clients will be picking up the phone and calling you directly. Everything has the click-to-call feature. There will be a contact form on your website, though, so, you know, people can tell you where they are located, what they're looking to have done, when they would want you to come out. When they fill out that form, you'll get a text message and an email, so you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And again, whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads. Anything they type into that form will also repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting, so you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, and even who to follow up with. Now, as far as the email address goes, if it's a business email, we'll list it physically right on the website. If it's a personal email, it would be hidden, but still attached to that contact form so you can get those requests by email. What is a good email address, Jose, either for you or for your business?
Is it Tias and Promos? Is it, are you there?
Yeah, I am here. You said P?
No, T as in Thomas.
Oh, T, okay.
H. E. N as in Nancy. W. The word general. General.
Mm-hmm.
At gmail.com.
Okay. Oh, so, at gmail.com. And then, what is your last name, sir?
Tovar, T-S-N Thomas, O-V-A-R, Tovar.
T-O, I'm sorry, T-O-V-A-R?
Yes.
Tovar. Okay, perfect. Gotcha. And then, Mr. Tovar, when we contact you, we do use phone, we use text, we use email. Did you have a preference as to how we contact you? Any of those, all of those? I mean, certainly for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we will email it to thenwgeneral@gmail.com. But a lot of the times we'll just give you a phone call or send you a text. Did you have any preference as to how we contact you? Text preferred? Okay, great. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. I would take a look at our client interview calendar to schedule that follow-up call, and then I'll read a voice verification. It's required of us as Google Premier Partners. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is that fixed flat rate, that we are including a website for you, etc. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward, and if everything makes sense at that point, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
All right, so give me just a quick second, Jose, to get that set up. Okay. Mr. Tovar, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Jose, this part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline our service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
Northwest General Remodeling and Construction, LLC.
Perfect. And that is exactly how I have that. And then, Mr. Tovar, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Jose Tovar, I'm the owner.
And you're the owner, of course. And then, Mr. Tovar, as the owner of Northwest General Remodeling and Construction, LLC, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course. Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then, Jose, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Tovar, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Jose, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since our job is to make sure that people who need your services are able to pick up the phone and call you directly. We do specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, text messages, of course, emails coming from both my company as well as from your potential customers. Jose, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course, of course. And it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. We are already aware of the Home Advisor Angie Leads. If you start using that service, there is no direct conflict. The reason that we ask, though, is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your business. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we're already providing. And then equally or even more important is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think may also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that your information online stays accurate. Now, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. We'll do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will be the ones to create that website. And correct me if I'm wrong, there's no physical address for us to promote for your business online, right? No one ever comes to you. You always go out to them?
Yes, I always go to them.
Perfect, perfect. So we won't be creating any physical address for your business to appear online. You'll just be listed city and state. And then with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm applying here, in fact, including the website for you at no additional cost, reducing the cost of the subscription fee, I also will actually waive the one-time setup fee here. That's going to save you another $99. So this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be charged today, the 2nd of June, in the very discounted total amount of just $299.00. And again, that $299 is both a fixed rate and a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny, and there are no taxes, no fees, no surcharges. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls will come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. In this case, Mr. Tovar, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion driven website. That landing page, Jose, is also included at no additional cost, which again means that we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 2nd of the month and that same exact discounted rate of just $299. And once again, that rate will never go up on you. Now, we do offer our services at will, which means if after the second payment you find that you've got more work than you can take on, or if you need to go on vacation, you can pause the service. You can even pause the service seasonally if necessary. And of course, you may absolutely discontinue your agreement at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved, by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Tovar, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Jose, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Tovar, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, and Jose, that does conclude the voice verification. And then that first payment, you said that was on a Visa card. Is the name on the card your name, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
My
Jose My Tovar, name. Any middle initial at all on that particular card, sir?
Yes, it has a Jose, and it has initial M as an Andy.
Okay, and then your last name?
Tovar Avila.
Okay. Perfect. And then you said that was a Visa card. If you want to read that 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back to you at the end for accuracy.
The 4 digits? What numbers you want?
Oh, you said it was a Visa card. There's 16 digits on the front of the card. If you want to read that 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back to you.
Oh, yeah. Okay. 4701.
Mm-hmm.
3203.
Okay.
2943.
Yes, sir.
5859.
Okay, so I've got 4701, 3203, 2943, 5859.
Yes.
Correct. And then the expiration month and year?
0427.
04 or April of 2027, and then the last 3 digits on the back of the card.
897.
You said 897, 897 on the back?
397.
Oh, 397. So 397, 397 on the back, and then I've got April or 04 of 2027 for the expiration date. And then I did see an address online. It might be a home address. Is this the billing address of the card, the 1020 148th Street in Murrieta, 98166?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So you do receive your mail there, but you do not receive customers there. In fact, like you said, no customers ever do come to you. Now, in about a minute or so here, through our automated system, you will receive a confirmation email. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, Mr. Tovar, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay,
so this is the number for client support. If you have any questions or if we try to reach you and we don't connect, this would be the number to call back. It is 877-635.
Uh-huh.
So it's 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a live client support agent. And you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific. You can email the support team 24/7, of course. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. Now, you will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. And there's you'll also receive that link by direct text message. And depending on who your phone carrier is, you might even receive the text message before you receive the email, since our emails are sent out every couple of minutes in bulk. Now, when you receive either the text message or the email, please do just let me know. I did want to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Just those basic questions that I mentioned earlier and a couple of others. We schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. It looks like we are a little bit booked up towards the end of the day, but I could get you in at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, or 1 o'clock. If we choose one of those times, it would probably get you a few minutes after the beginning of the hour, get you off the phone pretty close towards the end of the hour, or the end of the bottom of the hour. It's, like I said, a one-hour window for a call that takes about 25 or 30 minutes. Would 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, or 1 o'clock work out better for you? Keep in mind, you don't have to be in front of a computer. You can even be working at that time as long as you can carry on a conversation.
Okay.
So we've got 10, 11, and 1 o'clock available today. Tomorrow's pretty wide open if you wanted to push it to tomorrow.
In time, got better.
So would the 10 o'clock today work out okay? It's in about an hour and a half?
You know what? No, let's do it tomorrow.
Tomorrow. So tomorrow, I mean, 7 o'clock I'm sure is pretty early for you, but it looks like with just an exception or two, any time between 7 o'clock and 3 o'clock?
No, 7 o'clock works.
I'm really? Okay, perfect. So we'll schedule it from 7, as long as we've got your permission to call you that early. It'll be scheduled from 7 until 8. The call itself, like I said, would get you just a few minutes after 7, get you off the phone pretty close to 7:30. And like I said, you don't have to be in front of a computer, though, for that call. I'll send you a calendar invite to your email in just a minute here, and at 6 in the morning, an hour prior to that scheduled call at 7, you'll receive an automated email through our automated system alerting you that that call is scheduled for that following hour, scheduled again at 7 o'clock. Now, did you receive either the email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you?
Yes, I tried to sign with, but ask me for the
Okay. So the reason, that it's asking you for a username and a password, and you don't have to worry about it right now. This is coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon for your tracking and your reporting. So our automated system thinks you're trying to access your reporting system right now, which is why it's asking you to log in. It's asking you for a username and a password. I think if you were able to put in a username and a password at this point, it would give you an error message that your client dashboard hasn't been created yet. We'll create that starting tomorrow with that client interview. I can give you the username, though. There is not a default password generated just yet. When your client interview, when your client dashboard is active, we will officially text you your username and your password so you can start accessing your tracking system. But for now, the username is simply your phone number, area code included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So it's just the numbers, 206-627-9732. That is your username. Like I said, in a couple of days when your dashboard is active, you'll get your username again officially texted out to you with your password included. Now, it's a default password. You can change it once you're in there. But other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. I'm sending you a calendar invite to your email address. It says localsplash.ceng. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English, and then it's got your username, your name, and then your phone number. In any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email address, please do include either your phone number or your username, which again are basically the same thing. That's the catch-all email for everything related to your account. Anything and everything can be sent there and just forwarded out to the right department. When you do the client interview tomorrow, they'll officially give you the photos@localsplash.com email. If you want to jot that down, it's photos@localsplash.com, but they'll give that to you again tomorrow. And then, do you have, I know you don't have a business Facebook page already. That's fine. We'll create one for you and run Facebook ads. Do you have a personal Facebook page that we can attach that to so you can access that easily?
Jose Tovar.
Uh-huh.
That's my Facebook page.
Your Facebook page. Okay, so you do have a Facebook page under your personal name. Okay, so you're all set and squared away on my end. I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. I mean, we're pretty excited to get this going out for you. I mean, especially with the branding of the business with the new name and everything else, I think it's a great time to get that information out there, talk about your experience, put those before and after photos on there, and we're looking forward to getting your phone ringing and, of course, earning your business just 1 month at a time. Real pleasure speaking with you, Mr. Tovar. It will be someone else from our client interview team giving you that follow-up call right at or just a couple of minutes after 7 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Okay.
All righty, sir. Thank you so much. You take care. You have a great rest of the day, sir. Take care. Thank you, Jose. Bye-bye.